الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Humanity is in need of Jesus Christ's teachings against oppression. Jesus Christ was equipped with the power of performing miracles and carried a divine message for humanity which saved them from the darkness of polytheism, atheism, ignorance, and oppression, and guided them towards justice, knowledge, and worshipping God. And this is the lesson which all Christians and Muslims who believe in the prophethood of Jesus Christ should learn. Today, humanity is in need of those teachings more than ever before. The Virgin Mary was a young woman who stood firm against the accusations and suspicions of the people in her town and region, and she returned to her people holding her son in her arms. A girl came to a temple and stayed there until her youth. What factors and motivations caused her to resist all those temptations with such superhuman power? If her power was not superhuman, the issue would not be so greatly emphasized in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says she guarded her chastity, which means that she remained pure.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Islam taught us to behave in a fair way towards the followers of other religions. January 26, 2015. We have learned from Islam that we should behave in a fair way towards the followers of other religions. This is Islam's command to us. Today, what is witnessed in the world is that powers of those governments which claim to support justice do not at all behave in a fair way, except in the inner circle of their narrow, limited, and oppressive policies. Today you can see that in Europe and America they use massive propaganda against Muslims. The issue is not why Muslims do not have any freedom in many of these countries. Rather, the issue is why they do not have any security. The movie American Sniper, which has produced some reactions and which has been made by Hollywood, encourages a Christian or non-Muslim to harass Muslims as much as he can. In fact, according to what others have said, we have not seen this movie, it encourages such courses of action. This is not at all accepted by Islam. Islam believes in justice. On the issue of that attack on the city of Al-Anbar, the commander of the faithful, peace and greetings be upon him, said, "I have come to know that every one of them entered upon Muslim women and non-Muslim women." In this sermon, he says that some people have entered the houses of Muslims and Mu'ahida women. Mu'ahid means Jewish and Christian individuals who have formed an alliance with Muslims and who live under the protection of Islam, to take away their ornaments and harass them. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "If any Muslim dies of grief after hearing all of this, he is not to be blamed." If a Muslim dies of grief at the harassment of non-Muslim women by the armies of the enemies and looters, they entered their houses and took away their ornaments, he is not to be blamed. This is the viewpoint of Islam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.